Hey everyone. Welcome back. Today we're talking about a topic that gets a lot of heart for crypto fans, but the reality might be a bit of a cold shower. Can you still mine Bitcoin at home in 2026?
The short answer is no. It's simply not viable or profitable anymore for the average person. We need to acknowledge that home mining has effectively become obsolete.
I know, it feels like we're living in the past, trying to remember, when standard CPUs and GPUs could get you rich. That was once a common dream, wasn't it?
It certainly was in the early days. But that history illustrates a rapid arms race in computing power. As competition grew, graphics cards were insufficient to compete with specialized hardware.
Exactly. The industry developed ASICs. Devices engineered exclusively to solve the mathematical puzzles required for Bitcoin mining.
And by 2026, the landscape is dominated entirely by industrial-scale ASIC farms. These machines are exponentially more powerful than standard gaming PCs.
One thing that blows my mind is how efficient they are. They achieve higher hash rates while consuming less power per calculation compared to our desktop hardware.
That technological gap creates an insurmountable barrier. A single ASIC can outperform thousands of desktop computers simultaneously. It makes it impossible for a personal PC to compete in terms of speed or efficiency against industrial operations.
But what about the Bitcoin network itself? Isn't it supposed to be fair? The reward should still be there, right?
This is where the design protects the network from centralization through network difficulty. When powerful ASICs join the network, the difficulty rises proportionally. This mechanism ensures that the total block reward remains consistent regardless of who is mining.
So for a home PC miner, their machine contributes a negligible amount to the total hash rate. In practical terms, the value generated by your computer becomes irrelevant against the backdrop of massive industrial competition.
A user might spend hundreds of dollars on electricity and hardware depreciation, only to earn a fraction of a cent worth of Bitcoin. The math simply does not work in favor of individual miners.
It's really about profitability, isn't it? That is determined not just by the coin's value, but the cost of production. Let me break down why home mining is unfeasible for us.
We have three primary economic factors making this a losing proposition. First up, electricity costs. Mining hardware operates 24/7 at maximum capacity.
Industrial miners benefit from access to cheap industrial-grade electricity, often priced significantly below residential rates. Meanwhile, homeowners pay premium energy, costs that frequently exceed the value of the rewards generated.
You're likely running a net financial loss by now. In 2026, with global energy demand fluctuating, running a home PC for mining is financially unsustainable.
And then there's the hardware itself. What about depreciation? My computer isn't designed for this kind of grind, is it?
Standard components are designed for gaming or media editing, not continuous high-load operation. Running CPUs and GPUs at maximum capacity, 24/7, leads to overheating and stress that shortens the lifespan of your motherboard and graphics card.
So home miners are essentially paying to wear out their equipment faster without a return on investment. It's heartbreaking to think about that gear dying from mining instead of gaming.
Then we have the third factor, the halving factor. Bitcoin undergoes a halving event approximately every 4 years, cutting the block reward in half.
This recent event has further diminished mining attractiveness. In 2026, rewards are already reduced, while competition from ASIC farms has intensified.
The consensus is clear. Home Bitcoin mining is effectively dead as a profitable venture. The combination of specialized industrial hardware, automatic network difficulty adjustments, high residential energy costs, and reduced block rewards creates an environment where the math favors large-scale operations exclusively.
It sounds like hard news for anyone dreaming about hitting the crypto jackpot from their living room. But there is a better way forward.
For individuals entering the cryptocurrency market today, this reality necessitates a shift in investment strategy. Rather than attempting to mine, investors should focus on purchasing Bitcoin directly.
The dream of earning digital gold from home is no longer attainable through standard desktop hardware. The only viable path to accumulating Bitcoin now involves market participation rather than production.
Exactly. The only way to own the asset is to buy it now, not make it yourself.